In Business on Radio Kerry, keeping you informed with business matters home and abroad.
Good evening, you're very welcome to In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock. Lots on the programme, including the live races from Killarney, as you've been hearing already. They kicked off earlier at 5:30. We just had the 6 o'clock race. We'll be having another live race at around 6:30 and another at 7:00, and there'll be more continuing on until 8:30 this evening. But here on the show, we have lots to bring you. We'll be talking about how FRS Recruitment is looking for home truths about areas here in Kerry. Basically, it's to help people who are looking to move home from abroad, or perhaps they're from a different part of Ireland and they would like to move here to Kerry. They want to find out about the quirks and all about living in local areas here in Kerry. So do stay tuned for more information on that. Plus, we'll be hearing about two events coming up in the RDI Hub, and also about the strong level of engagement with Kerry businesses with Skillnet Ireland courses in the past year. And of course, with the day it is, the 14th of July, I would like to wish Radio Kerry a very happy birthday, 32 today. So thanks to you, all of our dedicated listeners and advertisers, for keeping us going in that time. Now, FRS Recruitment is calling on people in Kerry to share their home truths about the county for a new campaign, which is aimed at the Irish abroad who might be considering a move back home. Well, here to tell us more about this is the Group CEO of FRS Network, Colin Donnery, who was on the show with us previously back at the end of 2020. Colin, good evening. You're very welcome back to the programme.
Thanks a million, Mary. Great to be back again.
So, FRS Recruitment, you have launched this new campaign called Home Truths. Will you tell us about it? I suppose, you know, what's the aim of it, maybe, first of all?
Yeah, so we've been bringing people back home to Ireland, you know, from abroad, people that left, particularly during the recession, mainly really focused on it since 2019. And, you know, we partnered with GAA, that we're the main sponsor on the GAA Go platform. And effectively, what was happening was people were contacting us, looking at coming back and asking us lots of questions, you know, about, you know, what are things like education, house prices, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, COVID brought a halt to people being able to get back. But in the last 6 months, we're really seeing a lot of Irish people looking to get back to Ireland. And they're asking us a lot of questions, and we can give them the sort of, you know, the high level practical stuff. But we decided, why not go back to local communities and ask them about what's happening in their local communities, you know. So in the various towns across Kerry, like obviously we have an office in Castle Island, and you know, a lot of people wouldn't realize who've been abroad that Castle Island used to be backed up, you know, badly with traffic, and now it's bypassed, and you know, it's handy to get around, you know. Or, you know, simple things like, you know, where's the best coffee, you know. So we're making a bit of fun of it, like both positive and negative, you know. So what are the good, the bad and the ugly of the sort of towns and villages really around Kerry, you know, so we can pass that back to people who are abroad, you know.
Yeah, I suppose, like, the as you say, you know, you can find out about job opportunities and that kind of thing, but I suppose the day-to-day things about living in an area, that's what you kind of want to get into, that's what you want to find out.
Exactly, yeah. Now look, obviously very local people will be in touch with their parents and family at home, and will have a little bit of insight. But actually what's happened in the last year particularly, and one of the big bonuses of COVID, has been remote working. So we're actually getting a lot of people looking to come, who are Irish, looking to come back to Ireland, but who are looking at new areas, right? So we'll have people from Dublin looking at potentially now locating to Kerry or Cork or Limerick or anywhere really, you know. And they don't really have an insight into that particular community or what's going on, you know. So and you know, that's been a real sort of thing we've noticed in the last sort of probably 3 months or 4 months, whereas that hadn't been happening. Typically what used to happen was, you know, if someone contacted us from Australia or Middle East who'd been abroad for maybe 10 years, they typically wanted to come back to where they were from or Dublin, right? So it was always the sort of one or the other, right? So if you're from Offaly or Laois or Kildare, you'd go back there and commute into Dublin. But just the whole remote working thing has really opened up, you know, jobs and opportunities for people in local areas.
So these home truths you're looking for, you're looking for, yeah, people to submit them. I suppose, how can they do that?
Yeah. Yeah, so if they go to, we've a dedicated website for it, so www.frshometruths.com, and if they go up there, they can just put the Home Truths up there. Good, as I say, good, bad, and funny, and, you know, we're having really good sort of things coming around about the best place to have a coffee in Clare, or, you know, the best place to have a pint, you know, in particular, in a particular town or region. You know, people are really engaged, because I think people are very proud of their areas, you know what I mean, and their villages and towns. And although, look, and we've had a couple of political sort of things jumping on the bandwagon, you know what I mean, going, oh, there's no accommodation here and that, but I think we've seen, you know, ordinary local people really pushing back and going, no, we've a great place to live, and you know, able to support people, because I think people really want to see those, you know, people that left, you know, coming back, been facilitated, because look, for too long, I suppose, up to the 2000s, you know, we were exporting an awful lot of our really, really good people and talent, you know, to other parts of the world, you know, in healthcare, IT, finance, manufacturing. And I suppose the thing we see is when they come back, they're just so much more confident and have built up great skills while they're abroad, you know. And in FRS Recruitment, we place a lot of those people right across the country as part of this sponsorship with the GAA since 2019, which has been great.
And these insights that people submit, some of them will be shared online through your own FRS Recruitment social media channels, but also they might feature on some videos when GAA matches are being broadcast to people who are living abroad.
Yeah, so what we've actually done is we've videoed local people right across the country. I think there's one from Kerry. So basically what happens is in our sponsorship of the GAA Go platform, that's the streaming service for all GAA matches abroad. We videoed local people talking about their local community and the good and the bad. And, you know, that goes on, you know, on Sunday, we'll have a couple of them shown and during the All-Ireland final. And then for, I think there's a match on Sunday week, is there, between, I don't know, Galway and someone else, you know, so. But it's just great to have local, you know, local people involved in it. We've no real celebrities sort of, you know, doing it. They're just local people talking about how proud they are of their community, which is great.
Okay, super. And that match, we won't go into it too much, seeing as you're a Dub. But I'm sure you'll be shouting on the Kingdom anyway Sunday week.
No, totally. I've lots of connections, friends in Kerry, and if I look, probably no one in Galway will hear me saying this, but yeah, I'll definitely root for Kerry on Sunday week, you know. So, although you probably get to meet the odd person listening in from Galway anyway. You
know, so. we won't tell them you said it. Colin, just before we finish up, you gave us the name of that website, frshometruths.com, for anyone who'd like to submit an insight or a home truth about their local area. But before we finish, for anyone who wants to find out more about maybe some opportunities that FRS Recruitment has, what's the best way to get in contact with yourselves?
Yeah, if they contact Donal Broderick in the Kerry office there in Castle Island, or on the frsrecruitment.com website, there's a dedicated page for our Kerry vacancies there as well. So,
okay, well, look, Colin, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks a million, Mary. You're very good.
Colin Donnery there, Group CEO of FRS Network. Stay with us here on In Business. We have an ad coming up and then a show of betting from Pat Griffin live from the Killarney Races. Do stay tuned.
From the world markets to local entrepreneurs, In Business on Radio Kerry has you covered. Every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.